Academic Aesthetic for Monday, June 5th, 2006, episode 66, and I'm your host, Aaron Archguy-Smith. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Academic Aesthetic. A while back, I ran into a problem. I'm sure you've had it too, but I'll tell you about it anyway. I came to the conclusion that I don't have enough RSS feeds in my aggregator. Okay, I'm assuming that most of you know what an aggregator is, since there's a good chance you're using one right now to listen to this. An RSS aggregator checks blogs for you so you don't have to. Check out blog lines, that's one's my favorite. And of course, for checking out podcasts, you can use any number of aggregators, although iTunes seems to be the popular favorite. I came to the decision that I wasn't subscribed to enough stuff because I had gone a whole hour without something new being posted. This was a travesty, so I had to do something about it. Lucky for me, blogs aren't the only things with RSS feeds. News sites will often include them as well. The best sites are ones like Yahoo News and Google News, which collect stories from a variety of sources for you. Since they're run by search engines, you can also customize your news to fit basically any taste you have. The first thing I did was head to Google News and do a search for education. Ta-da! Every recent story that mentioned education was now there in my browser window. But I didn't stop there. Looking over on the left-hand side, I found a little link that said RSS. I copied that link into my BlogLines account, and I instantly had more things to read every day than I had time to check out. Perhaps I should have narrowed it with some other keywords. Oh well, I'm too lazy to change it. My laziness was, in this case, a good thing, though, because now I'm getting a much larger view of education. Just a quick glance at the datelines right now is showing me education stories out of Singapore, Moscow, Santiago, Dubai, and some places I don't even know how to pronounce. It looks like Google News knows the world is flat, at least when it comes to technology. Well, that's my story for today. If you want to get a hold of me, there's a few ways to do so. I always appreciate comments and criticism. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or you could go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment there in the show notes. Okay, until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.